Okay, we've got a few minutes together. A month ago, we had a prayer Sunday, and so prayer Sunday is one here where we try to just specifically focus on a little aspect of prayer, and it's more like a kind of workshop rather than a, it's not a talk, it's a workshop, and we're trying to take an aspect of prayer and kind of practice it here so then we can practice it elsewhere and live it out elsewhere. Because prayer is not taught, prayer is caught. Oh. Did you like that, James?
Did you make it up?
Did I make it up? No, no. No, it's been said by many people all over the universe. Many a time, so there you go. And don't be fraught, because prayer is not caught. It's taught. Oh. Is it what I say? All right. Okay, right. So, let's get on with it. Yeah, let's get on with it. So, last month, six very, very brave people came and stood at the front here. And for what we call, we were practicing what we call now words in our community. So the idea was that people stood at the front and the rest of us here asked the Lord to give us words for them, which they could then have in their minds and pray about, with the potential that they would see that word would have power somewhere out there in the community. And so we had a go. We had a go. And there were six people at the front, and we've got I've heard two testimonies of that. So, and there might be others of you on the team who went out, but I haven't heard your testimony, so we haven't got very long, so I'm just literally going to use the testimonies that have been reported back, if that's all right. So, Jane MacDonald, all the way from Long Ashton, Backwell, it's not going well here, I've known that, because actually I could say exactly where she lives, but you know, I'm just trying to recover my dignity. So Jane, tell us, come here. So Jane, sorry? Right, what was the word that you received from people who were listening?
Right, okay. The word was, there was a man who had been bereaved, and that he, they saw him walking slowly with his daughter, you know, and that God is there, God is walking with them in the midst of it. That was the...
Okay. Is anyone here who had that word? Oh, Kate. Brilliant. Okay, well done. You shared the word. Yeah. Right. Okay, can I just turn you like that? Okay, lovely. So, tell us what's happened as a result of that word.
Okay, can I say who the man, not, but have a relationship with the man?
Confidentiality respected.
Confidentiality respecting, but I have walked with this family of a mum who has six children, all with very deep needs, and teenager to quite young, and Annie and Silas have been praying, but she died in April with cancer after a long, long battle. And they, various kind of faith, but yeah, anyway, he is now left alone with six kids. And so I knew, I was a bit nervous, so I rang, so I tell them what happened. Yeah, I rang, my heart was thumping, and we do speak occasionally, you know, heart was thumping, and he's amazing. He's doing incredible. I honor him. He's doing amazing. He's a fighter. He's incredible. And anyway, he talked about how they were doing, the ups and the downs. But remembering he has three girls, and I was like, oh, I don't know this word. Anyway, I said, you know, Tom, I'll call him. And you know, Tom, I'm just not sure, but you know, I'm a bit mad, and I got this word from this woman and at church, and I said, I'm just going to give it to you like this, you know, because that's how way I talk to him. He's a bit of a strongy. And I said, this woman said that God said to you, and I said it to him, and he went just so quiet and dead emotional. He went really, and he doesn't do that, and he went dead emotional, dead quiet. And then he picked up and he said, actually, there is one daughter. You know, and there's reasons why it's that one daughter, actually really specific reasons, and that he's really struggling. Such a difficult journey. And then he seemed to raise up again and, like, go out of that moment, and we chatted. And then at the end, he said, oh, you know, he was like, so what are you going to do with that? I said, I'm going to send it to you. And he asked again, so what? How are you going to send it to me? And I just felt the Holy Spirit was right there, and he had acknowledged that. And I've sent it to him, your paper I sent to him.
Brilliant. Thank you. Okay. Wonderful. So, we have a Father who loves everyone. And Ephesians 1 says we are adopted into his family. And our Father speaks to his children. So Kate is one of his children. Heard a month ago. Saw this situation. Shared it to Jane. Jane is out in the community, then has to go through the fear and the sense, can I share this? I know the situation. This could go horribly wrong, blah, blah, blah. You know? Do you notice fear? But she gently, pastorally, kindly just offers it. And the result is that that guy has got a sense and starts saying, hey, we're back. Then what happens is that it begins to, the word begins to make its way through. And I think that man, and here we are. Yeah. Are we on? Yeah. This is our prayer today for that man. We'll call him, what's his name? You called him Tom. May this word, Father, may this word have increasing power of comfort in that man's life and in his family's life. We don't pretend to know how to handle that word. But, Father, in obedience we've stepped out. So may your kingdom come in some wonderful way in that man's life and in his family's life. We're not called to know everything, but we are called to obey. And when you hear a voice, the encouragement is, like those six people who stood up the front, and like all of you who offered words, go for it. Just go for it. Okay, that's the first story. Thank you, Jane. The second story is from Holly Hames, who can't be with us today, and this is her story. It's been frustrating. She had a number of words. Been frustrating. But her story is that she loved the fact that she had the courage to get up. So she said, even though it's been frustrating, and I haven't got any brilliant thing to share with you, there isn't a wonderful story out of it, but she got up and she said, I think the biggest thing about this, in her testimony to me, was that I got up there. And I don't know whether this was you. The word she had was a woman that she would be in a bakery and there'd be a woman, I think, with auburn hair. Didn't it? Was anyone here with that word? Auburn hair? Is it auburn hair? What's auburn? What color's that? Red? Sounds nice, doesn't it? Was that anyone's word here? Auburn? Bakery? No? Okay. So, our friend Holly has gone. She actually, Holly bakes at home, but she decided actually, I'm not going to find a woman with auburn hair coming into my own home, so I better go out of the home. And so she's been hanging out in a nearby bakery. That's her story. You can ask her, Richard and Holly. She's been hanging out in a nearby bakery. We have no update apart from that. I love that. She's trusting that God is speaking. And she's getting out there.
God honours those who get out the boat beautifully. So be encouraged. We're not telling, the whole thing about this thing is we're not saying, you know, lovely stories that will go in a book. We're just talking real life. Let's have a go. So well done to the six of you who stood up. There was Holly. I've got to get these names not right. There was Holly. There was Lizzie. There was Jonathan. There was Charlotte. There was Jane. And there was Angie. Six people stood up. Well done. Keep going.
And so what we thought we would do as our little activity together, if that's all right, is in, maybe I'll explain it first before, so you can have your introverted panic now whilst we're talking. We get into twos or threes, or if you want to watch, just join a group and say, I'm watching. That is also totally fine. Or not watching, but, you know, just sort of observing quietly in the corner. And what we're going to do is ask the Lord to speak to us for a now word for the other person, or just pick one other person in your group, a now word. So what that a now word is what would God like to say to that person today that will encourage them and bless them and build them up? Okay, so we're perhaps particularly in the light of the psalm that Silas read, you know, some people have got, you know, challenging situations at the moment. Some people maybe aren't feeling great. So God knows all of that. He knows what we need to hear. He knows what will encourage us and what will inspire us and build us up. It may be that you're totally on fire and wanting to get out and do more words out in the community. Well, God knows that too. And so the word that you might receive will be something that will inspire you and spur you out there with something to say to somebody else. But so the idea is that we will all, that's probably not everybody, but many of us will go away from today with a word of encouragement from the Lord, because he knows each of us and our situations. It may be that you think, I have no idea what's going on or what to do in this particular moment, or I do, but I just don't really fancy it today. That is totally fine. Just join a group and say, I'm just going to sit in and see what you're doing. That's totally fine. The other thing I'd say is that as children of our Heavenly Father, it's our job to weigh and test any words that people give us saying, this is the Lord, because obviously we may get it wrong, and that's all part of the fun of being a family together and learning together. We're learning to hear his voice, to recognize his voice. So if somebody gives you a word, don't take it as thus saith the Lord, please. Please look at it and say, is this in line with what I know of God? If you are not sure, then ask somebody who you think might be able to tell you the answer to that, but it's really important that we do that, is being responsible with the words. We can't practice and get things wrong or right if we don't weigh and test things together, and it's okay to get things wrong. That's the whole point of learning together. So can we agree that we'll weigh and test things, and that we will ask someone if we're not sure, but that we will also be brave and give it a go, and when we think we hear something, that we'll be courageous and give it to the other person. Is that all right? Yeah? Have we got over our introverted panics? Are we ready? Excellent.
Can I just say also, if you have a lighter on you and the word you get for the person is you're on fire, please don't do a visual demonstration of it, because that won't help. Well, some people do act out words, you know.
So, and it's always really great to write things down as well. So if you, I've got some old flyers that you can write on the back of. It'd be great to write things down to give to that person, but talk to each other. That's the important thing. So if there's somebody here who doesn't know anybody, do please make yourself known to me so that I can put you with some lovely people. But let's look around us and make sure there isn't anyone being left out. It'd be great to have the Hope family being inclusive and drawing people in. That would be awesome. Threes would be great, or fours, it's up to you. And pick someone. Are you all ready? I'm just going to pray over us all as we do this. Okay? Jesus, thank you that you love to speak to your children. And we put ourselves into your hands now and ask that you would speak to us from your heart to the person that we're going to be praying for. And we just take authority over the schemes of the enemy that would want to bring fear or confusion or doubt. And we just refuse you any power in our lives in Jesus' name. And we ask, Holy Spirit, would you speak to us now? Would you give us words that will bring life and encouragement and blessing to the other person? Thank you, Jesus. Amen. All right, pick your person and go for it, because we need to stop at 12. Okay, guys, feel free to carry on, but if you have children, it's time to go and pick them up. And just to say that Jane is going to be in the foyer, and she's got Christmas cards for the persecuted church. If you would like to be part of that, do see her in the foyer. I'm just going to pray, just as we finish. Jesus, thank you so much for being here with us. Thank you that you love us. Thank you that you have words to encourage and bless us. And we ask, Father, that you would just come and fill each of us with your Spirit and equip us for this week ahead. Thank you for each other. Thank you for this church family. Thank you for your love for us. Amen. So do carry on, or do go and pick up children, please.